his friends. This year should be a special schus for Avi Maronimi Marasi Sheyichio, the schus Moshe Yehuda ben Peshetina, the schus Rav Aaron Yisrael ben Rav Moshe Mordechai, the bracha v'atzlacha, Chomas Eideyam, the schus Rav Yosef Tzvi ben Marasana Miriam, the schus David Avron ben Marasana Miriam, the schus Naomi Sarbas Marasana Miriam, Hem b'chol anil v'maleim, the bracha v'atzlacha, ולסחוס, מרס רחל אסתר, בס ושמול יצחק, כי וכל יוצא חלציה. We're going to be learning Torah from Maron Rosh HaYeshiva, זכר צדיק לברך הרב הוטנר. It says in the Pasuk, in Shmos, Perek Tesvav, Pasuk Gimel, Hashem Ish Melchama. So this adjective of Ish Melchama is found dafka here, whereas elsewhere we find Hashem is called Baal Melchamos and the like, but not Ish Melchama. So what's unique here in Shiras Hayam that Hashem is called Ish Melchama as opposed to Tefillah where the Nusach is Baal Melchamos? We will begin with a Yisod as it's reflected by a prat, by an individual. In the Avodah of Tikkun Amidos, there are two mahalchim. There are two approaches. Number one, there's a direct battle against the Koach HaRa. And this battle takes place by strengthening the recognition of the how terrible and corrupt Midos Ros are. And for some people, it's also beneficial to think about the perspective of the foolishness of Midos Ros. One of the Gedolim, Klal Yisrael, wants to find Kaz, his does haste, Zichalein gepatcht faryenem shtus. Person smacks himself for his friend's stupidity. This vort can be more beneficial than a lot of mussar, maybe, for some people, to avoid kas, because you realize that all you're doing is hurting yourself and you're helping nobody. So why hurt yourself because of your friend's foolishness? So that's one way we work on our Tikkun HaMidos, by having this revealed battle against Ra. Another way is not directly battling Midos Ros, but elevating ourselves by focusing on the good, and automatically the evil falls away. Bad Midos fall away because we're so elevated and focused on the good. It just dissipates. The bad just dissipates and melts away. These two Mahalchim are two sincere approaches, directions in the Avod of Tikkun HaMidos. And the choice between them and the decision which Mahalach one should emphasize, in other words, what's going to be more beneficial, depends on a person's Shorash Neshama. Some people find it more effective to have a direct battle against the Ra, and other people find it more effective to focus on the good and elevate themselves. Let us explain more the nature of a person who finds his success in one of the two approaches, bedafka the one and not the other. People are different in how evil dwells within them. Sometimes the good and the bad, are mixed in with a person very, very well. And even the good in him has chalakim of ra. And there are other people that their good and their bad have a chayitz. They have like a wall, an interposition between them. They have within them good, and then they have a mechitza, and then they have bad. Another type of person, the first type we described, is the good and bad are mixed in together. Second person, his good is pretty pure, and he doesn't have a lot of mixture of bad. Of course, this is all relative, because from the sin of Adam, good and evil are always mixed in, but to various degrees. There were gedolim who could distinguish between these two types of people, and to know which, to point to a person and say he's more shaykh to one way or the other way. With him the good and evil are more mixed in, or with him the good and evil are more separate. Uvehatem l'shorshei neshama nal mitchaleket ha'avodah. And in fitting with the a person's shorash ha'neshama, also goes the avoda. A person where the good is mixed in with the bad, he has to go directly against the bad. There's no way for him to be metaken his midos if the ra is mischaber to the tov. And he has to be mevatel the ra with a direct battle. However, this person for whom the ra dwells, relatively speaking, alone, here the approach of elevating the good is more effective, and then the bad just melts away. If there's good and bad together, you can't. You elevate the good, you're also elevating the bad. They're mixed in. You got to fight the evil. A person has this distinction between them in his soul and his psyche. He can elevate the good, and then the bad is just going to fall away. That's how the avodah of Tikkun HaRa is reflected by a yochid. The same mahalach takes effect in the worlds. It was the snake who put the mixture in man. Eitz hadas tov v'ra. So there was a chibur between tov and ra. Like the Ramban writes that before the chet of Adam Rishon, ra was outside, like a barking dog. And now ra is inside. What's the Rambam's makor and the Chumash that now the Tov and Ra are inside the person? There's a big question we'd like to present. There's a klal of Kishizek kam zen nofel, Kishizek kam zen nofel, zen nofel zek kam. When good goes up, Ra goes down. When Ra goes up, good goes down. Talking about Yaakov and Esav. So if through the chet of Adam HaRishon he went down, the tov went down, so the ra of the nachash has to get up. Kishizeh nofel zeh kam. The ra went down, the nachash went up. So what's the kima of the nachash? The nachash was cursed, al gachoncha telich. That's not an aliyah. He's going to go on his, he's going to crawl around. not a siman of aliyah. Adarab, it's the opposite, crawling around on the ground. Where's the zeh come? So it would apparently be in the pasuk of Atah Teshuvenu Akev. In other words, the nachash approaches a person at the edge of his soul and imparts his poison. He bites the person and puts in his poison. And this poison goes to the entire coma of a person, his entire being, even to his brain. And that's where it kills him. כוח הכתרה לכל קומת האדם דרך פרצה אחת קטנה בעקבו. הוא יסוד כוח הנחש שדרכו מכניס את הסם. He finds an opening that he can get to the person's soul, the sole of his foot, injects his poison, and that's it, and the guy goes down. That's where he puts his evil into the person. And this koach bolsters his essential koach. Because what is a nachash? A nachash is a mesis, hasata. Hasata means to subvert someone to sin. Famous Gemara, Sanhedrin 29, Minayin shein tohen lemesis. How do you know that if somebody is mesis, somebody subverts others to serve avodah zarah, we don't make claims for him? Because he could say, divrei rav, divrei atav, divrei mishomim, they shouldn't have listened, they should have listened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So mikan shein tohen lemesis. So we don't make tainas for the mesis. But that's learned from the Nachash HaKadmoni. In the Gemara, because that's what he is. He's a mesis. He's one who subverts one to sin, to go against Hashem. And every Baal Chai has a letter that expresses his essence. The Nachash makes the sound of sss, and that's Hasata. The os of Sitna, of evil, of subverting one to do evil. Asata, mesis. And with this we understand the shorish of the Rambam in the Pasuk, of the Ramban in the Pasuk itself, where the Ramban says that now Tov and Ra are mixed into a person. This koach to put his poison in a person is the kima of the Nachash. And with this was elevated his koach atzmi, his hasata. Instead of being a mesis on the outside, he goes inside. Atata shefenu akev, he gets his poison inside the person. And that's the kima of the nachash. We fell, and now for all of history, a nachash can bite a person and inject his poison, and now the ra and the tov are mixed into the person. And this is not only on the physical level, but emotionally, intellectually, and spiritually as well. The person says, I want, even when it's ra. Even when it's ra. And he can say, I, he identifies with the evil. Because now the evil is part of him. I want to eat that not kosher food. I want to marry that non-Jewish woman. So that's a terrible corruption of man's purity. That's the I is identifying with Ra. And that was due to the Nachash. The Nachash puts his evil in the person. It's part and parcel of a person's self-identity. Evil. And the expression of this is possibly in the Pasuk Atah Teshuvenu Akev. You're going to bite him, you're going to inject your poison, it's going to spread to his whole body. It's going to be part of him. This wasn't so before the sin. It says in the pasuk, "Zecher asa l'niflosav." Chazal say, "Shalorak shebnei Yisrael osim zecher l'niflosav Hakadosh Baruch Hu, el zecher asa Hakadosh Baruch Hu l'niflosav she'asid lios lasas." Chol anisim einam el zecher, mein bavu al acharit hayamim. Remembrance he did for his wonders. So I'll say, not only to Bnei Yisrael do a memory for the wonders of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does a memory, so to speak, for the wonders that he's going to do in the future. And all the Nisim we have now, this is in Medrash Tehillim Kufir Aleph, are just a bavua. They are just a shadow of the nisim that are going to be b'achris hayomim. So zecher asa neflos, if God is now making zechers for the neflos he's going to do in the future, for the wonders he's going to do in the future. Ki meitzeischa me'eretz Mitzrayim ar'enu neflos. Like when I took you out of Mitzrayim, I will show you wonders. In the future, we're going to have wonders like Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is a zecher to the wonders of the future. Yitzias Mitzrayim is a zecher to Achris Hayamim. And then it's going to be the Tikkun Hara in the world. And just like originally, evil appeared in two stages. First, it was outside. And then the poison is injected into the person. It's mixed in with the person. So to the Tikkun Bittul Hara is going to come in two stages. First, we're going to have Bittul HaTaharoves. We're going to nullify the mixture. The evil is going to be taken out of man. But there's still going to be evil. It's just going to be outside of man. And the nullification is to uproot it completely. V'heimeim HaDvarim. That's exactly what we're talking about. When we talk about the night of the 15th and the 7th day of Pesach. On the night of the 15th, there was a Hotzav Goy Mikerav Goy. There was a Bittel of the Tairoves. We're no longer mixed in. We're no longer like Uber Meme Imo, like Chazal call it, that we're like a fetus inside the mother. That was what we were in Mitzrayim. That was nullified. However, the Ra is still standing outside. And outside it runs after a person. That's the 7th day. Pyro runs after the Jewish people. And on the night of the 7th day of Pesach, when the Egyptians drown, this Redifa was nullified. And that's the Gemara Geulasim Shel Yisrael. That's the end of our Geula. Be'etzem, the Nachash appears in different Levushim, in different clothing, in all the Doros. Power is just one demus of the Nachash, one way of showing the Nachash. And his Bittul comes in two stages. Ubitulo ba b'shnei shlavim, kezecher lebitul sofi, koach hanachash shel olam b'chlal. The Bittul is going to come as a zecher the ultimate Bittul of the Koach HaNachash in the world B'chlal. So first there was the separation of Ra from Tov, and then there wasn't even Ra outside of us. Even that was destroyed. Paro, who's one example of this Ra. When it comes to the Amim, who are one of the dmuyos of the Nachash, it's not enough that the Nachash should be outside. Rather, we have to have a kiyum of the pasuk as afoch el amim safa brura likro kulam b'shem Hashem, like it says in the verse in Tzfanya, chapter 3, verse 9, that all of the nations are going to be transformed, and they're all going to use their mouths, their clear speech, to serve God, to call out to God. And that's what Shema Yisrael means, as Rashi says on the Pasuk. The Shema Yisrael, hear O Israel, or understand O Israel. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem who is now our God in the future will be Hashem Echad. Even Elokei HaGoyim, everybody's going to recognize Hashem. Veifok hayam kav zeh befarshat paro, gam ech nigashim neged paro bevitur koach hanachash bechlal. Haim lefi ha-malach shel mavak yashir, u-melchama neged hara, או לפי המהלך של חיזוק כוח הטוב, עד שממילא מתאפס כוח הרע, והוא דרך המהלך של הרועה בשושנים. יש שרועה משמש במקל, בנעלו את עדרו, מקל דוגמת מלחמה, ויש שהוא רועה בשושנים, כלומר שפועל כרועה בכוח הריח הטוב שמפיץ מסביביו, וממילא מתקבץ אליו עדרו. רועה בשושנים היא דוגמת השפעה דרך חיזוק כוח הטוב. באמת מצאנו חלוקה כזו בימי דוד, בשלמה, ביחסים שלהם עם אומות העולם. דוד מנהל את המלחמות, דמים שפכת, כמו שכתוב בדברי הימים, והידי כך מכניע אותם ומושל עליהם. ואילו שלמה לא יצא למלחמה, אלא בתקופתו הוא איש תחת גפנו ואיש תחת עינתו, כמו שכתוב במלאכים. מקום מקום לשמו הטוב מתאספים אליו מכל הגויים, ובוודאי לא אפשר למלאך של שלמה אלי קדמו דוד ומלחומותיו, וסתם ישיבה בחיבוק ידיים אינו מהלך. כך גם הציור בכלליות העולמות, וכן השאלה באיזה מידה יצא הנהגה נגד פרעה שהוא מסמן כוח הנחש. We want to understand what our war against power is going to be. You have Haro Bashashanim, sometimes you have a shepherd who grazes with delightfully smelling roses, and that's how his flock comes to him. And that's the idea of, through the good smell, through the good, the bad automatically falls away. And then there's the Ro B'Makel, the one who hits. He does it in a forced way, compelling, compulsion. That's how he fights against the evil. Not by transforming it into good, that they come automatically, but by subjugating the evil. And we found this mahalach by David and Shlomo. David was one who waged war. Shlomo was a period where it wasn't a period of war, it was a period where they were sitting under their vines and fig trees and things were geschmack. And the Goyim came on their own. They came because of the good smell. And we needed both. We needed first David and then Shlomo. That was the Mahalach. And that's how it works in the world. We need both. We need the Mahalach of fighting, and we need the Mahalach of afterwards them being transformed to the good on their own. So the question is, how are we going to go against Paro? Paro is the Koach HaNachash. With which mead are we going to go against Paro? So we have to bring the Maharal. The Maharal, Sefer HaGvuras, in the 47th chapter. Malchutcha ra'u v'necha bokeh yam lefnei Moshe. Im dargat Yisrael b'shat kriyat yam suf hu shera'u malchutcha harei lecha she'amalach haya derech melchama. So it says Malchutcha ra'u v'necha bokeh yam lefnei Moshe. So if we saw Hashem's Malchus, that's derech melchama. The Rambam writes, "Is halachas of melachim, hilchas mechamim, umelcham oseim." Wars. That's what a king does. A king has to wage wars. Hakarat ha-malchut ba dafka b'shat kriyat yam suf, lo shat ha-pela shel eser ha-makot. Recognizing Hashem's malchus came dafka b'shat kriyas yam suf, and not during the eser ha-makos. Ve'alo afsham zachu lirot neflot. Either in a flos earlier also. So why is the Malchus, only Malchus Charu V'necha Bokeh Yam, only at Kriyas Yamsuf, why there was the Malchus? So the Maral, we have an answer. The battle with Paro, the Eser Makos, wasn't in Milchama. Only by Kriyas Yamsuf we find Milchama. There was an army, Rechev, Shalishim, Rodfim Achorei B'nai Yisrael. You read the Torah's description, it sounds like a war. They're going to wage war. They have their chariots, soldiers running after the Jewish people. But the Eser Makos, there was no real Milchama because we were still together, Goy B'Kerev of Goy. We were still submerged in Mitzrayim. And only after we came out, La'avir Olam, as a separate nation, now it's Shaykh L'Nal Milchama Avura. Now it's Shaykh to wage a war. And therefore, only Kriyas Yamsuf, we got to Malchus Charov Vanecha. Now we could see Hashem's Malchus, now we could wage war. Aye, but we can ask that Lasid Lavo, we have to come to a matzah that all the nations will call out in the name of God. But if their hachna, if their submission comes b'derech mulchama, that's b'vchinas memshala, that's b'hechreach, that's being forced, and not b'derech malchus. Malchuscha malchus kol memshalta uchol debedor. Memshala is b'hechreach, and malchus, memshala is compulsory, and malchus is neiratza. And we want them to come neiratza, we want there to be malchus. So how do we find the Kriyas Yamsuf, that there was a Kriya B'Shem Hashem Mitoch HaKara? And the answer is that it says Shvi Shel Pesach V'yadu Mitzrayim Ki Ani Hashem, Shmos 14:4. This is a Deya of HaKara. This Milcham is going to bring them to Das V'yadu. They're going to know on their own, they're not going to be forced. Now we understand why it says Ish Milchama Dafka by Shiras Hayam. Because here was a Milchama that took place with a man, Al Reka Ish, Das. This is a Milchama that gives them Das of Ish. So Hashem is called Ish Milchama because this was a Milchama that tries to create an Ish. That's the context of the Milchama. Because Ish is Das. And the point of this war of Kriyas Yamsuf, which is described in the Torah as a war, is that they should come to a place of Das. They should be Makir, V'yedu Mitzrayim Ki Ani Hashem. They should know, they should have a Hakara. Milchama Mevi Alidei Das. And who's Das? Das is a man. Human beings have Das. So therefore it's called, we call it Hashem Ish Milchama. Dvarim hayu niflaim biyoser, and we have a lot more to say, and we should just ask the Rabbanu Shel Olam that he give us life and health and everything we need in order le'avdo be'emet uvitamim. Thank you so much for listening, sweetest and most beloved friends. I hope you enjoyed as much as I did. Shalom, shalom.